China's president, Hu Jintao, has been traveling across Canada this week. Today he's in Vancouver meeting with government officials and business leaders. Vancouver and the province of British Columbia have the largest Chinese community in Canada, and Mandarin is now the third most spoken language in Canada after English and French. Canada-China trade is currently worth about $30 billion annually, and that's expected to double within 5 years. To find out more about the Chinese president's visit, I spoke with Professor Charles Burton. He's been an advisor to the Canadian government on China for 10 years now. Why this visit to Canada now?
Well, I think that Canada is a very important country to China because China's economic growth rate continues apace. They've averaged 9.5% since 1978, which is an extraordinary record. And Canada has resources that China desperately needs. You know, China needs a lot more energy inputs. Their domestic production of oil does not meet the demand, seeing as they have so many automobiles. Much more industrialization, which requires electricity. And they need every kind of natural resource, you know, that Canada has a lot of mining products, steel, wood pulp, fertilizer. And so I think that Mr. Hu would like to establish some secure products which have a strategic component as well as an economic component.
What's at stake for Canada? What are the benefits and what should we be aware of?
Well, I think that certainly there have been enormous benefits to Canada, China's rise, because world commodity prices have risen substantially in the past few months. And as a result, the economies of Alberta and British Columbia are doing extremely well, and they're posting high surpluses. And so from that point of view, China's rise has been of enormous benefit to Canada. I think in terms of the concerns, I guess they fall into two categories. One would be our worry about our widening trade surplus with China. We buy a lot more from China than we sell to China, and that is not a healthy thing in terms of economic dynamic. And the other is Canadians' concerns about the political system in China and the repression of human rights. And I think concerns on the part of Canadians that if Canada cooperates more and more with China, are we in fact assisting a regime which represses the freedoms of significant numbers of people in China? And so I think there are essentially two. These two are the two main worries that we have in our ongoing relationship with China. But the economic benefit so far has been extremely good for Canada.
What about our information and communication technology sector?
Well, certainly China has been expanding enormously in this area, and Canada competes with, you know, all the countries of the world in this particular aspect of, you know, selling telephone systems and other communications. I guess that there is some concern as to whether, you know, the technology that Canada sells to China could be used by the security apparatus to monitor people who are exercising their political freedoms. And so, there's always worry about anything that we provide that could be used by the police or the army. But in terms of Canada's position in the Chinese market, we're just one player of many players competing for the enormous benefits of selling advanced technology to China.
What about India, the other emerging economic powerhouse?
Well, I think that Canada's position is that we'd like to do much more with China, India, and Brazil. And, of course, the Indian economy is showing some very encouraging signs at present, and I think that Canada would like to do a lot more with India. And the fact that India is a democracy removes some of the concerns that Canadians have over our dealings with China, which is not based on a political system, which is democratic. And so I think that India is a very good fit for Canada. And I hope that the Indian economic miracle will continue to play its way out, and that Canada can play a greater and greater role in coming up with better trade and enhanced cooperation in all sorts of areas comparable to what we have with China now.
So what's next in the Chinese-Canadian relationship?
Well, the government has formed what they describe as a strategic partnership with China. And I think that there'll be much more intense interaction at the higher levels of the Canadian cabinet and the Chinese government. And hopefully Canada will continue to be able to use its economic leverage with China to promote the governance and democracy and human rights goals, which are an important part of our policy. And so the prospects look quite good at present, and I think it should be of mutual benefit to all sides as China plays out. We don't see any signs at present that there's any indication that China will not continue to experience high growth rates in the years ahead, and we don't see any sign that China's political system is showing signs of instability. So I think on the whole it should be just more and more the same.
Professor Charles Burton, thank you for speaking with us today.
Great to talk to you. Bye.
Bye-bye. I was speaking with Professor Charles Burton. Professor Burton was a counselor to the Canadian Embassy in Beijing for several years.